people under 30 make up nearly a quarter of eligible voters this year, and like most voters, they're thinking about the economy. Four public radio stations on the West Coast sent reporters out to find out just what the kids these days want. The answer? Not surprisingly, jobs.
I really want to have a very intellectual job. I don't want to just be behind McDonald's. And it's just that I'm going broke ever so slightly. Like, I only have that much money, and I hope that government gives me at least a little bit of break. If they give me that break, then I'll be able to actually invest it. I can just go look for work, and then after work, I can get paid for that and help other people out.
To me, the best interests of the country would be stabilizing jobs. Every job I ever had, I had to literally shed sweat and put your blood and your tears and your muscles, and you get off work and you're sore and you're tired. I'd like to just see that. I'd like to have the confidence that that was something that you actually came from to lead people around me.
If I was going to vote, I would vote for somebody that would help the economy. So more jobs would really give me attention, because I want everybody, you know, I don't want homeless people, I want people to live, to have a better job, and so they can support themselves.
That was Kaleem Giles at San Jose State in California, Ashley Williams of Lapine, Oregon, and Ahmed Ahmed at Seattle Central Community College in Washington State. From the West Coast, Voices of Young Voters was produced by KPCC in Los Angeles, KQED in San Francisco, OPB in Portland, and KPLU in Seattle. There's a link to the project on our blog at marketplace.org. For Marketplace, I'm Lillian Mongeau.